pretzels have never had it so good. Dipped and dunked in salted caramel or hazelnut chocolate spread. Palm oil free, of course. Happy National Pretzel Day from Hotel Chocolat. Daughter, I spent the first years of my life tending to the remains of my mother. Not that I knew she was my mother or what a mother actually was. As I grew, I stretched out my fingers, then my toes. My mother's skin had split in many places when she birthed me. Then she broke apart into her remains. What did she feel? I didn't know. I could never speak to her. Instead, I cried, but my tears were tiny. At first, I tried to water my mother's remains, not very well, with my small fingers, but she never took it. The rain ran down her dry skin and into the little grass. But I drank up the rain, and it made me grow. When the wind came, I brushed the slowly deteriorating surfaces of her remains, rough, weathered, darkened, not smooth like my own body. My mother was dead and I was alive, that's how it goes. My mother had been very tall, I heard in the whispers in the wind. That explained what I could see when I grew taller myself. There was a whole ring of grass around me and the faster growing smaller friends, dragging breaths in the sun where my own shadow could not yet take their light away. Later they would die. That's how it is. I could not help throwing my shadow. Alaska, America's last wilderness. Immense, unspoiled, awe-inspiring. Home to half of the world's glaciers. America's highest mountains. And ice sheets that stretch to the North Pole. Inhabited by the world's largest land predators, herds of ancient beasts and leviathans from the deep. The land is hostile, but its richness and diversity is unparalleled in the Northern Hemisphere. All must be resilient and adaptable if they are to survive a year in the wild.